time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for November 17th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. A recent Harris poll indicates that 62% of consumers report grocery store items are increasing thanks to Dear Leader Trump's tariff insanity. Also, Challenger Gray & Christmas, a private firm that tracks job losses, reports U.S.-based employers announced over 153,000 job cuts in October, up 175% from the cuts announced in October of last year. So that shows that there's a lot of anxiety for many working-class Americans, and I haven't even brought up rising healthcare costs that are hamstringing working families. So it's no wonder why the pitchforks are out for the so-called brilliant and successful, and for also the corporate MAGA Republicans and Democrats out there. And that's what makes this week's vote in the House of Representatives to release the Epstein files even more nerve-wracking for the oligarch class. See, thanks to already surfaced emails released by a House committee, namely Democrats in that House committee, we're realizing something that we've really known for far too long. The late financier and child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein was the ringleader and poster child of powerful men who viewed themselves above everyone else. Yes, of course, it's obvious that at the very least, Dear Leader Trump knew what Epstein was doing, considering their once cozy relationship. But while I truly believe Dear Leader is scared what's in those files pertaining to him, trust me, many in his elite circle are just as scared, which is why he was fighting so hard to block their release. And, you know, he still might block them if the House and Senate vote to release them. Now, as many of you saw, Dear Leader did an abrupt about-face on Sunday night, telling his MAGA Republican House followers to release the files in hopes for some kind of damage control. Or even maybe some in his inner circle told Dear Leader that fighting on behalf of pedophiles isn't really a good look. What else isn't a good look is how MAGA Republicans, who seemingly cared so much about the children, about pedophilia, and about how to define a woman, are now not only trying to protect their Dear Leader, but they're defending Dear Leader by trying to blur the lines over what constitutes true pedophilia. MAGA nutjob influencers like Megyn Kelly are actually making arguments that Jeffrey Epstein was really into the barely legal part, meaning girls who were 15, 16, or 17 years old. That's just revolting. So then I guess my question for those defending Epstein and Trump would be, what is a woman? It'll be interesting to see how many MAGA Michigan Republicans in Congress will vote to block those files from ever being released, because that will serve as a signal of who they truly are protecting. Not only is the Epstein scandal a gross, disturbing, and outright sickening case of powerful men using their privilege to dominate girls, but it's a case how these same powerful men covered up for one another, either inside the boardroom, the cloakroom, or in the bedroom. And we, in the working class, want to hold all of them, accountable. And if you don't, then we will vote you out next fall. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.